And now, ITAMU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing and Information Services.
Hi, I'm Melissa Barrientos Whitfield, Communications Specialist. Visit with graduate, medical, law, and other program representatives at the upcoming Texas A&M International University Graduate and Professional School Fair on Monday, October 19th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Student Center Ballroom. This event is free and open to the public and includes lunch. Participants can explore their options from approximately 20 graduate and professional schools. Business casual dress is encouraged. For more information, contact the Office of Career Services at 956-326-HIRE or career services at tamu.edu or visit online at tamu.edu/career. Mexican author, journalist, feminist, and human rights advocate Lidia Cacho will share her experiences with censorship in the Mexican press at the first installment of the TAMU A.R. Sanchez Sr. Distinguished Lecture Series, scheduled for Wednesday, October 21st at 7 p.m. in the TAMU Center for the Fine and Performing Arts Recital Hall. Admission to the lecture is free and open to the public. Cacho was the first woman who took a case to the Mexican Supreme Court, where the court declared that the content of her book, Demons of Eden, an exposé on sex trafficking and child pornography in Mexico, is truthful. The court also ruled that she was detained and tortured as a result of corruption. Cacho has also written hundreds of news articles, a book of poetry, a novel, and other nonfiction work, including several essay books on human rights, and has won numerous professional awards. For more information, please contact the College of Arts and Sciences, Office of the Dean at 956-326-2460 or email hdennis@tamu.edu. Post, tweet, update, follow, tag. These five simple words are used to navigate online social media sites and now apply to TAMU's official presence on Facebook and Twitter. TAMU already has an online presence. People can visit tamu.edu for general university information. This fall, we launched our online portal, UConnect, for our students, faculty, and staff, as well as an online calendar at TAMU, which features email, text, and RSS feed capabilities. Our podcast, ITAMU, is nearly 4 years old. The university has long been at the forefront in technology use, and our communications program is no exception. As we looked at ways to supplement traditional forms of communication, the use of social media was the next logical step, said Steve Harmon, director of TAMU's Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services. Our pages on Facebook and Twitter have the potential to reach not only the immediate TAMU community, but also alumni, prospective students, visitors, donors, anyone interested in TAMU, and keep them up to date in real time, 24/7, Harmon said. To view TAMU's tweets, follow TAMU at twitter.com/txamiu. To follow TAMU on Facebook, go to facebook.com/txamiu and become a fan. For more information, contact the Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services at 956-326-2180 or email prmis@tamu.edu.
You've been listening to ITAMU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services. For more information, email prmis@tamu.edu or click on www.tamu.edu. Thanks for listening.